Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the West Coast to talk with Joe Salvatore. KCBS covers football in the Bay Area, where, take your pick, neither team's that good right now. The San Francisco 49ers is the team that is coming to Green Bay tonight. Joe joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Joe, thanks for a couple minutes. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, here's what we're doing right now in Wisconsin. We're very invested into the Brewers, okay? Because this has been fun and great, and so. But also, the Packers season is still going on, and tonight the two are in conflict, and we're all thinking, well, we'll just watch the Brewers because even though the Packers have had their struggles, it's the Niners, it's C.J. Beathard. There's a 9-point spread. They should not have a problem. Should they have a problem? I mean, is there any way the Niners come in here, or what would they have to do for the Niners to go back home with a victory tonight?
Well, they'd have to play an almost perfect game to beat almost anybody right now. As you know, there have so many injuries right now, especially on the offensive side of the football. Not only do they have a different quarterback with Jimmy Garoppolo out for the year and C.J. Beathard, they're likely not going to have their starting running back, Matt Breida. He suffered an ankle injury, didn't practice all week. They're going to be missing two other top wide receivers, likely, in Pierre Garçon and George Kittle. So everything literally would have to go right for the 49ers to pick up a win today.
That has to be a bummer, though. Some weeks ago, you lose McKinnon. Then a short time after that, your franchise quarterback goes down. And what was the sentiment there? Because expectations, at least from afar and being a football fan, expectations in San Francisco were pretty high. That had to be devastating to the fan base.
Well, it was, but I think as time went on this season, Garoppolo wasn't quite as perfect as he was when he came from New England last year. So I think playoff hopes, based on what they had seen from Garoppolo through the first couple of weeks, were starting to fade, but you still had at least faith that you had what looked like one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, at least to see every Sunday. And from that perspective, him going down was very devastating to the Niners fan base, for sure.
Joe, how's their defense stack up? Because even with the injuries, we looked at that game against the Cardinals as the game that they should have won. But 28 points to the Cardinals, 29 to the Chargers, 38 to the Chiefs, 27 to the Lions. It feels like the Packers would almost have to go to the wrong end zone not to put up 30 points on these guys.
Yeah, their defense has a lot of problems also. It's a very young defense, with, of course, the exception of Richard Sherman. And, you know, there have been a lot of missed assignments, a lot of just, you know, rookie mistakes, young mistakes. And, you know, they've had their issues stopping people. And I'd be shocked if Aaron Rodgers did not have a big game through the air tonight.
Does C.J. Beathard put fear into anybody? I know in Wisconsin here we're used to primo quarterbacks. And I know Garoppolo, as you stated, was out. But does Beathard provide some sort of stability? I mean, where is his asset?
Well, he's someone that the team knows because he played, I believe, 8 games last year before Jimmy Garoppolo was acquired from New England. He's a kid that's fearless. The Niners' offensive line, we didn't mention that. We were talking about injuries, is beaten up as well. The last two weeks, they're starting 3 offensive linemen, or 3 of the starters, haven't practiced at all. They are expected to play today. So he's basically had no offensive line. And, of course, with Jimmy Garoppolo, the injury that he had where he was trying to get a little bit of extra yardage after already getting a first down, Beathard also will try to do that. And, you know, the Niners coaching staff is just like, go down. Just don't try to get the extra effort. So he is a fearless kid, but, you know, he'll make mistakes. He'll throw in the double coverage. You know, so, like I said, it's going to have to be a near-perfect game with a lot of pressure and the defense stepping up against Aaron Rodgers to have any chance to win tonight.
Kyle Shanahan, the coach there, John Lynch in charge. Obviously, things were looking good with the Garoppolo trade. That injury really will derail the trajectory of a franchise, even with Rodgers here last year. Are there still good feelings around what they're trying to accomplish, or with these injuries, does it expose maybe that the rest of the roster is not so good right now?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, I think they're getting some benefit of the doubt because of the injuries, particularly to your starting quarterback. You know, when they came in, they signed long-term contracts, six-year, seven-year deals. So the original press conference they had when they were hired, they just said, look, we're blowing this thing up and we're starting from scratch, and just be patient with us and give us a chance to rebuild this roster through free agency and the draft. And, you know, let's see what happens. And, of course, they started 0-10 last year, acquired Jimmy Garoppolo, ended up coming on strong down the stretch, winning their last five games. So then things started to kind of accelerate, if you will, the process of maybe there's a chance at the postseason. They went out and signed Jerick McKinnon from the Vikings, who they felt, if he was given 30 touches a game, could be their running back that they were looking for. Carlos Hyde was not quite the running back that Shanahan wanted in his system. And, of course, McKinnon gets hurt on a non-contact play on the final practice.
That's amazing.
Of the preseason. So from there, it just slowly began to unravel. So I think the injuries are going to play a role in giving him maybe meaning Shanahan and Lynch, a little more time, and maybe, you know, things were moving just a little too fast as far as maybe getting towards a playoff spot. This may be more realistic of where they should be in year two.
Joe Salvatore, Cape CBS, on Twitter at Radio Joe E. We have a guy, his name's Joe. He's up next, executive producer. He goes by Radio Joe Sports. Do you go by Radio Joe? Is that like a thing Joes in radio do? Or is that just your Twitter?
I think it is. Well, it's actually one of my email handles as well. So I think it's something that when, you know, the internet began and people started getting email addresses and being in radio, it just seemed to flow better as a handle.
So did you nickname yourself like he did also? Because he'll deny that he gave himself the Radio Joe nickname, even though we all know he did.
I guess I did give myself the nickname. I don't use it that much as a nickname. It's more just a handle with different things. But, yeah, when you had to create a username or an email address, it just seemed like the easiest thing to put down.
All right, so it's just a handle, whereas for the guy we know, like you basically, his first name's Radio and his last name
is... He was kind enough to jump on the air with us, Bart, and you're hammering
it. I had a question about Joe's and Radio. So, you know, I just thought we'd divert there. Joe, we do appreciate
it. I was just going to say, when I got my Twitter handle, there were already plenty of Radio Joes, so that's why it added.
Radio Joe E on Twitter. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.